This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
They got half day today, so we had some kind of Zoom call. But I
figured he's going to have to go home, then go on a Zoom call.
Just do the bus ride day today.
She had a Zoom class on Monday, which Zoom classes with 4 and 5 year olds still just hilarious.
It tickles me.
They do attendance. They do the ABCs. One kid did a weather report, and then that was it.
Yeah.
All right, Sonny, it's all the learning we're going to do today. All yours, parents.
So what's worse? And I want you to think about this because I know what the easy answer for both of y'all is probably going to be. What's worse? Picture yourself in an elevator with one other person.
Okay, start over. Okay, what's worse?
What's worse? Okay. Because I think I know what y'all are going to say, but okay. If you think about it, I'm not sure if that's the answer.
Okay.
You're in the elevator with one other person. Is it worse being in the elevator with a smoker, or is it worse being in the elevator with chick that wears too much perfume?
Smoker.
Are they smoking in the elevator?
No.
They just smoking. Smell.
Did you smell the elevator like on, what's it, Monday? I was like, damn, somebody just smoked a pack of Winston's.
You can say who it was. Here?
Yeah, my boy Rob.
Yeah, like, I've been getting all robbed by smoking for years,
A damn smell like a pack of Winston's on there, man.
Because every commercial break, Rob's downstairs.
Leaves a trail.
Smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
And he knows this.
Yeah.
But so do people that wear a bunch of perfume.
I agree.
Here's something else for you. And I don't know that it was, we work in a building that's 22 stories high. But if you work in radio, I was trained, like in radio school, do not wear scents. Other than like putting on deodorant, don't go high with perfume, cologne, or body spray.
Why is that?
Because you're sharing a studio with other people.
Oh, I see. Just out of courtesy.
Rude. I got a question. I have a question, and I'm so serious. What? Have you ever been aftershave, guys?
Mm-mm.
I do lotion.
Yeah, I put lotion on.
Okay.
But I try not to shave with a razor.
Because I'm like the same way. Like older gentlemen, some that work here, you smell them. You smell the aftershave. I'm like, I've never done aftershave.
It hurts. It's
like you put, because it's alcohol.
Yeah, like I did it once because like when I first started shaving when I was in like high school, I had, you know, like the little handheld, you know, electric one my mom got me for Christmas or something. And my dad uses aftershave.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, you know, this is what
Old Spice?
I do. No, I think
that's the COG. My dad still uses
it. I think it's Brute.
Like, right. I used to use Brute. That might have been aftershave, but I thought it was cologne.
Was it green?
Yeah. I used Brute, but I used the cologne.
Okay. Well, my dad used.
I'm starting to use
it. And I think
Spice
he still uses
it. It's like, just deodorant.
My dad shaves every day still, pretty much.
Right.
He's growing a beard.
He's retired?
Shaves every day. Yeah, I don't know. He's, you know, that generation.
What does he do all day?
Works on wood. Well, actually, so they bought a new house, right?
Yeah.
About a little less than a year ago, maybe 9 months ago.
Right.
And the person, it's a nice like 60s mid-century modern kind of build, and the bones are good, but the people that live there didn't do a lot of good upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just been fixing shit.
Wow.
Like, he's been working on the bathroom for the last couple of months, because that's what he's always done.
Fun retirement.
Yeah, but now there's no time pressure.
Right.
You know, he'll work on it for a couple hours and go do something else. whatever the next day, like till his back hurt or whatever. I don't know.
He took a fun hobby of his and now he's building a house.
But,
with
but what he's come to realize in doing a lot of this stuff throughout the year at this house is they did a really shitty job on plumbing, like repair over time.
Right.
So he just noticed a couple weeks ago, like, we're going to have to replace the everything. We're going to have to do all the plumbing. And he's not a plumber. So he's not going to do all of it, but he's going to do all the demo. So the plumber can come in and fix
half of the freaking,
and then he's going to do the repair,
right,
like the drywall repair, whatever finishing. But so basically he's working hand in hand with a plumber.
Okay.
Replumbing the whole house. You know,
he's having a good time too.
He's having a great time. Yeah, he loves it. Yeah. He loves it because they lived in Acworth for 3 years or so. And in the time they lived up there, he renovated the downstairs bathroom. They fixed the fireplace. They redid the roof, redid the siding, did a new fence, and sold the house for like $75,000 more than they bought it for.
Awesome.
Just because, you know, it's all
it's what you do.
Profit.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, it's great. It's a nice little retirement because this place is in Marietta in a nice neighborhood. When they sell it, whenever they decide to do that, it'll be worth more than they bought it for.
Probably it's very close to already being. A lot more than
just
what they
chunking up.
Yeah.
Chunking up retirement savings.
Found that because the last 2 days, this fucking dog of mine got out. All right, last two fucking days, this little motherfucker done got out. And I heard when the doorbell rang, because Monday, Donna calls me, she's like, neighbor just texts me, Nico's out. Right across the street, they got a dog in the fence, whatever. So yesterday, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I don't know, let me just go get him. Because I let him out to eat, use the bathroom. 7:30 something, doorbell rings. Like, shit, this motherfucker done got out again. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I got your fucking ass. So what he does, and so this morning, I'm sitting there, I was watching him. So I got to get a new latch for the fence. This little motherfucker uses his nose and lifts the fucking latch up. And so I walk over there and say, what's your ass doing? He turns back real fast. And I fix the latch. Go back in the house. Maybe like 3 minutes. Turn back around. This little motherfucker's at it again. I was like, you little bitch. Get your ass in here. All right? Because that's why, because I was mad at him yesterday, right? He's so fucking pathetic when I'm mad at him. Because he only does what, because I'm the only one getting mad at him.
The sad dog face.
The sad dog face. Want to put his face all out. Like, yep. Get your ass over there. Leave me alone. So he'll go over there, turn around, look back at me. So I ain't pet him yesterday. So I was so mad. I was so mad at him yesterday. And so this morning, I was like, all right, come on. All right, we back. We boys again. You fucker.
Boone gets so sad.
God, it's so annoying when he gets so fucking sad.
If he does something really bad and I get really mad at him, like he'll go get like one of Lily's stuffed animals mm-hmm. and bring it to me and just lay there.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is for you because I'm sorry. And it's like, oh, God.
Leave me the fuck alone.
You need to go get that damn shoe you just took off.
He's so mad at his little ass.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.